Good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to break a tradition a little bit this morning. I am going to ask that you do sit up here on the steps today. It may change next week, but I would like you to sit on the steps so you can see what I'm doing, okay? Because I'm going to be down here so that each of you are a little bit higher than I am and you can see what I'm doing. But I do have a special request. I want you to be very quiet. Because the moms and the dads and the grandmas and the grandpas aren't going to be able to see what I'm doing. They'll have to listen to what I'm doing. So you have to be very quiet, okay? Thank you. How many of you have ever made a cake with your mother? Oh, I see a lot of you have. What does your mother need? The very first thing she gets before she makes a cake. Sugar, well, that's one of the ingredients, but what else?
Flour.
What? They're all in there, but you know, before I make a cake, what do I get out? The recipe book. I need a recipe, don't I? So now you watch. I sit down and I'm going to look for a recipe. Oh, here's one that says banana cake. Do you like banana cakes? Oh, you like bananas? Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Ever since I was a little baby, my stomach did not like bananas. My mother would give me a banana, and I'd give it right back to her. And I still do. So, you know, I look at this cake and I think I can't eat a banana cake, but it says here that I have to have an overripe banana so I can mash it to put it in the cake. So I looked in my refrigerator and I thought, you know what? Can't squish a banana, but I do have a tomato that's kind of squishy. I can squish this tomato. Look at that. Tomato's good. I think that'll be good in a cake, and it won't bother my stomach at all. So I'm going to put that in my cake. You don't think that's very good? What? Okay. It would be a tomato cake, doesn't it? And then, you know, it says to put a little oil in. When actually, it says shortening. Now, you know, shortening isn't that good for you because it has trans fats in it. That's not good for you. So I decided, well, I'll make this very healthy. I'm going to put some flaxseed oil in it. Have you ever tasted flaxseed oil?
No.
No, we'll just let me put it in. Well, you know, it doesn't taste real good, but it is good for you. So I'm going to put a little flaxseed oil in here in my cake. That should do just fine, you think? It does look like regular oil, yes. And then, you know, it does say baking powder and baking soda. Well, to be really healthy, what I have is baking soda that's non-aluminum. You know, that's best for you. So that's in there. So we're making this very healthy cake, aren't we? And let's see, what else do we have that we need to put in? Oh, we'll put that in just a little bit. It also says vanilla. Vanilla's okay, I'm sure. I don't know how it'll taste with tomato, but we're going to put it in there anyway. We do have the vanilla. You don't think that looks very good?
No.
It doesn't? Oh.
It tastes gross.
Oh. Well, you know what else it says to put in is buttermilk. How many of you like buttermilk?
I like buttermilk.
Some people do, but some people don't like it. And you know what else? Some people are allergic to milk. We don't want anybody, you know, that's why I didn't put bananas in. Mm-hmm. Yes, some people are allergic to milk. So I thought, well, water. So to make it just a little bit zippy and peppy, I am going to put some vinegar in there. How does that sound?
Oh,
you like that?
No.
Oh, look at that. It's fizzy. We've got a fizzy cake. How about that?
Then you would need eggs.
Well, you know, it does say eggs, but you know what? I know people that are allergic to eggs. So I thought, I won't put eggs in this because that would make somebody sick. Then it says some sugar and some salt. Well, you know, a lot of sugar's not really good for you. A lot of salt's not really good for you, so I thought I'd mix it. Half sugar and half salt. How does that sound? Doesn't that look good? It's fizzing. It's just really something else. And then we put in flour, okay? Well, did you know there are some people that are allergic to flour? Did you know that? It's gluten, allergy to gluten? Yeah. Well, also, I thought, well, just to add a little color, I'll put a little non-sweetened cocoa in there. You know, that should take some of the bad away from the flour that some people may be allergic to. And I've got an assistant here that's going to mix that for me.
I wanted to mix it. Yeah.
Me too.
That's you. Look at that. Doesn't that look yummy?
No, it
doesn't.
Yeah. Even though it looks yummy on the top.
Well, you know, I don't think I would want to lick the spoon. Count you out? You don't want to lick it either? No, you can just put the lid on it. I don't think we need to mix it anymore because I don't think that's a very good cake. And if I took it home and baked it, I don't think anyone would want to eat it, do you? You would? I don't think so. I think just squish it down so it doesn't go out here when I take it down. Okay, you know what? Do you know that Jesus has a recipe for each one of us in this world? Did you know that?
Yep.
What's our recipe book to find our recipe?
The Bible.
The Bible. He wants us to live healthy, happy lives. And you know what? Instead of a cake like this, he wants us to look and act so much like him that when people see us, they'll say, my, what good boy or what good girl or what a good mommy or a good daddy. I want to be like them. It's like if you see a nice piece of cake, you'd like to taste it, wouldn't you? So when people see us living like Jesus, they want to be like us. And Jesus knows that not all of us can read the Bible, and that's why we have mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and good friends to help us read the recipe book and follow it, right? And sometimes someone will say, it doesn't really matter if I tell just a little lie, no one will know the difference. But does it make a difference if I put vinegar in a cake instead of milk? Yes, it does. So if we put something bad in our lives, even if someone can't see it right away, it doesn't make for a good cake or a really good Christian person. So let's have prayer before we go back to our seats, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us a recipe book to make our lives healthy and happy and shine for you. Help us now as we go back to our seats and listen to the sermon. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.